Joshua chapter 13. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You have become old and advanced in years, but very much of the land remains to be taken possession of. This is the land which remains: all the regions of the Philistines, and all Geshuri, from Shihor, which is before Egypt, up to the border of Ekron to the north, which is reckoned to the Canaanites, 5 barons of the Philistines, the Gazathites and the Ashdodites, the Ashkelonites, the Gittites and the Ekronites, also the Avites. From the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Mi'arah of the Sidonians to Aphek, to the border of the Amorites, and the land of the Giblites, and all Lebanon to the east, from Baal Gad under Mount Hermon to the approach of Hamath. As for all the inhabitants of the mountain range, from Lebanon to Misrephoth Maim, all the Sidonians, I will dispossess them before the sons of Israel. You just assign it to Israel as an inheritance, as I have commanded you. And now divide this land to be an inheritance for the 9 tribes and half of the tribe of Manasseh. With them the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance which Moses gave them across the Jordan on the east, as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them, from Aroer, which is on the bank of the Arnon brook, and the city which is at the middle section of the brook, and all the plain of Medeba to Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and as far as the border of the sons of Ammon, and Gilead, and the territory of the Geshurites, and the Maacathites, and all of Mount Hermon, and all Bashan as far as Salcah, and all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. It is he who was left from the remainder of the Rephaim, whom Moses struck and dispossessed. But the sons of Israel did not dispossess the Geshurite and the Maacathite, and Geshur and Maacath dwell in the midst of Israel up to this day. But he did not give an inheritance to the tribe of Levi. The fire offerings of the Lord God of Israel are their inheritance, as he has said to them. And Moses gave the tribe of the sons of Reuben their inheritance according to their families. And they had the territory from Aroer, which is on the bank of the Arnon brook, and the city which is at the middle section of the brook, and all the plain as far as Medeba, namely Heshbon, and all its cities which are on the plain, Dibon, and Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal Meon, and Jahsa, and Kedemoth, and Mepha'ath, and Kiriathaim, and Sibma, and Zereth Shahar, in the mountain range of the valley, and Beth Peor, and Ashdoth Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, and all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck, with the chiefs of Midian, Evi and Rechem, and Zur and Hur and Reba, princes of Sihon, inhabiting the land. And the sons of Israel killed by the sword Balaam the son of Beor, the diviner, among those who were defeated by them. And the border of the sons of Reuben was the Jordan, as a natural border. This was the inheritance of the sons of Reuben according to their families, their cities with their villages. And Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, to the sons of Gad, according to their families. And their territory was at Jazer and all the cities of Gilead, and half of the land of the sons of Ammon, as far as Aroer, which is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramath Mizpeh and Betonim, and from Mahanaim up to the border of Debir, and in the valley Beth Haram and Beth Nimrah and Sukkoth and Zaphon, the remainder of the kingdom of Sihon king of Heshbon, with the Jordan as a natural border up to the end of the Sea of Kinnereth, across the Jordan to the east. This was the inheritance of the sons of Gad according to their families, the cities and the villages. And Moses gave inheritance to half of the tribe of Manasseh, and to the half tribe of the sons of Manasseh it belonged, according to their families. And their border was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the villages of Jair, which were in Bashan, 60 cities. And half of Gilead, and Ashtaroth and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were given to the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, to one half of the sons of Machir by their families. These are what Moses gave as an inheritance in the arid tracts of Moab, across the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses did not give any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel is their inheritance, as he said to them.